AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump says U.S. envoys have been talking with an Iranian leader about an end to the war. Sucker Magani has more.
The president says his administration's negotiated with Iran for a long time.
And this time, they mean business.
And thinks a deal can happen.
They want peace. They've agreed they will not have a nuclear weapon, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But we'll see. You have to get it done. But I would say there's a very good chance.
The president says he's delaying by 5 days plans to bomb Iran's power plants due to progress in the talks. But he did not say with whom the U.S. is talking. Both Iran's foreign minister and a parliament speaker deny any talks have actually happened. They're accusing the president of spinning a tale to boost markets and lower gas prices. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Oil prices eased, Brent crude dropping below $100 per barrel. And that boosted stocks. The S&P climbed 1.1%, while the Dow and the NASDAQ each added about 1.4%. However, gas prices remain elevated. AAA puts the national average above $3.95 a gallon, more than a dollar higher than a month ago. The Trump administration will pay $1 billion to a French company to walk away from two offshore wind leases. Lisa Dwyer has details.
Total Energies has agreed to what's essentially a refund of its leases for projects off the coast of North Carolina and New York, and will invest the money instead in fossil fuel projects. Before Christmas, the Trump administration tried to halt offshore wind construction, citing national security concerns, but federal judges overturned those orders. Environmental groups denounced the New Deal as an alternate way to block wind projects. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
An investigation's underway into a deadly crash last night at New York's LaGuardia Airport, in which a fire truck was cleared to cross the tarmac where an Air Canada jet was about to land. This is AP News. Cuba's power grid collapsed again over the weekend.
The streets of Havana, Cuba, coming back to life Sunday, a day after a nationwide collapse of the entire grid left millions of people without power for the third time this month. Havana resident Luis Enrique Ferrer, who came out to buy vegetables, says the power outages are becoming more and more frequent, and it's critical they find a solution soon. Cuba is facing an unprecedented energy crisis. Its aging grid has drastically eroded in recent years, but the government also blames the outages on a U.S. energy blockade. President Trump warned in January of tariffs on any country that sells or provides oil to Cuba. He's demanding that Cuba release political prisoners and move toward political and economic liberalization in return for a lifting of sanctions. I'm Donna Water.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.